Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second, the second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third, the DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth, the first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth, the catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting ninth, the center fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rick Wise. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second, the second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third, the right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting fourth, the DH, John Lowenstein. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Paul Dade. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting eighth, the catcher, Fred Kendall. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bibby. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive towards the mound. Bibby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris. Rice reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manning moves to third. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Kuiper steals second. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris takes first base on ball four. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manning scores. Kuiper moves to third. Norris moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kuiper scores. Norris scores. Lowenstein moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell bunts towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. Lowenstein moves to third. Dade moves to second. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lowenstein scores. Dade scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Tom Murphy now pitching. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball towards right. Norris catches it and throws to first to double up Miller. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lowenstein hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doyle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Date strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. Bell hits a line drive towards the mound. Murphy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bibby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Scott moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Red Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 2 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Doyle moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bibby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Norris hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Lowenstein reaches second base with a double. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Date hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Date reaches second base with a double. Lowenstein scores. It's 7-5, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Bill Campbell now pitching. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kendall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bibby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy strikes out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Manning bunts towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Campbell covering, for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hobson strikes out. One out. Bobby Darwin pinch hits for Rick Miller. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin strikes out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Darwin now playing right field. Dwight Evans now playing center field. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Norris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Norris reaches second base with a double. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lowenstein bunts towards the mound. Campbell picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Campbell. Norris scores. It's 8-5, Indians. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Date hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field. Darwin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Darwin. Lowenstein goes all the way around to score. Bell moves all the way to home. Two runs are unearned. It's 10-5, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a pop-up towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kendall takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doyle is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dade fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Tom House now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes pinch hits for Jim Norris. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Spikes now playing right field. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards third. Dade settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.